McLean County courts are hoping to use data on juvenile offenders to reduce adult crime and punishment in central Illinois. Charlie Schlenker reports that this effort has two prongs, improving interventions for troubled children and a potential specialty court for offenders ages 18 to 25. This could accelerate changes already happening.
The seeds of the new approach to emerging adult and juvenile offenders came from a bloody year in Bloomington Normal. In 2018, there were multiple shootings and killings. Young adults committed a lot of those offenses. The Criminal Justice Coordinating Council asked the Stevenson Center for Community and Economic Development at Illinois State University to collect information on juvenile offenders. Mark Fellheimer is the Chief Circuit Judge.
You know, when I started on the bench in 08, we never had data. Nothing was really data-driven. We kind of, judges operated in a vacuum in your courtroom, and you dealt with the cases that came on, and I think the mentality now has changed.
The studies show there aren't that many young offenders booked into the McLean County Juvenile Detention Center compared to the general population.
I was frankly surprised. A relatively low number of a total number of juvenile offenders that are causing the bulk of the problems in that age group. Contrary to the news, which will oftentimes appear, that violence is rampant.
Of those who do go to juvie, fewer go on to spend time in the adult jail. Of those that do that, an even smaller portion commits multiple offenses. McLean County Court Services Director Suzanne Montoya says the overall juvenile trend is down. She says McLean County is rare in that it has juvenile court services screen police reports instead of state's attorneys to see whether a case can be diverted and not forwarded to prosecutors for a formal petition for delinquency. Montoya says there are about 500 fewer police reports on juveniles per year than there were a decade ago. She says delinquency petitions are down dramatically, too.
Probably 10 years ago, we were averaging about 50 or 60 clients on each individual officer's caseloads. Now, between three officers, we have the number of 60. So they're at about 20 clients each on juvenile probation.
The reasons for the drops vary. Filing practices changed, the way cannabis cases are handled changed, juvenile thefts at malls declined along with the malls. She says juvenile probation cases have also dropped overall because there's more of an effort to keep kids out of court through restorative justice work and through the schools. Though the juvenile numbers are down, Montoya says the causes of offenses are changing, troublingly so, for younger children.
There's been a heavy increase in mental health issues with juveniles, and the ages are decreasing with that, too. I've seen reports down to, 5 or 6-year-olds that have had suicidal attempts or mental health issues.
The Stevenson Center is now reaching out to a couple segments of the juvenile offender population. Judge Casey Costigan oversees specialty courts in the county. Costigan says first they're talking to high-risk offenders who have had only one touch with the juvenile court system and nothing since.
Part of our job in the criminal justice system is not only to deal with the individuals that come before us, but also to prevent recidivism, prevent them from coming before us in the first place.
The goal is to learn what the system did right in those cases, what program worked, what intervention helped, how McLean County can build on that. Judge Costigan says they're also interviewing some who've gone on to adult jail in McLean County and even prisons.
Is there something in the family that we could have intervened in at an earlier point in time to prevent that? Are we seeing a pattern with certain groups that we can intervene in to go ahead and prevent them from progressing to an adult offender?
There are no conclusions yet on how better to target services to reduce crime for young adults and for juveniles. The judges and court officials say it's likely it will take a multidisciplinary approach. And Chief Judge Mark Fellheimer says defining the best time to offer resources and intervention is tricky. It can induce problems that weren't there before.
Putting too many services on a low-risk offender can lead to worse results. So it's trying to identify which ones need it and what exactly do they need.
Given the increase in mental health needs for juveniles, judges and court services workers welcome the county's expansion of those services. Here's Judge Jason Chambers, who handles delinquency court.
We're always looking at the least restrictive method of detention. If a kid is in the detention center, it's usually because we don't really feel like we have any other safe option, either for the child or for the community. Sometimes we're looking at monitoring. Sometimes we're looking at home confinement. a crisis center might give us another option.
There are practical bottlenecks to improving the system. Court Administrator Will Scanlon says shortages are simply not likely to go away, even if the county can scrounge grants or other revenue.
Even all the money in the world won't create juvenile psychiatric services if psychiatrists won't come to Bloomington Normal.
Judge Jason Chambers says a lot of delays in delinquency court are tied to the long wait times for psychiatric evaluations, and the delays sometimes happen during a really critical period for intervention. Suzanne Montoya says, with only about 60 juvenile probationers, McLean County might not have enough demand for a completely separate youthful offender court. Specialty courts, such as drug courts, operate on a systems of care approach to tailor services to the needs of people. Montoya says juvenile courts already function that way. But even when kids hit age 18 and move into adult court, all is not lost. The justice system is huge. That makes it hard to change, but change is percolating. Some California counties have had what's called an emerging adult court for years. Chief Judge Mark Fellheimer says Chicago started one last year.
In the last couple of years, I think science has caught up with the notion that when age 18 was selected as the age of majority, that really wasn't based on anything hard and real. Not every 18-year-old plus brain develops at the same rate. Maybe the brain doesn't mature until, you know, up to age 24.
The science of late adolescent, early adult brain development is percolating into the system at the local level. Judge Casey Costigan says he is seeing it come in post-conviction petition requests to reconsider years-old sentences that might seem too harsh today. Judge Jason Chambers says there's even a statute that requires judges to consider brain development and age at sentencing when a case has been transferred from juvenile court to adult court. Suzanne Montoya of Court Services says the young adult segment could become a separate court with one judge presiding.
I think the philosophy behind that and why that's so beneficial is then that one judge is just very in tune with that age range of 18 to 25. Also, one judge will be able to, you know, process the case from beginning to end.
Even before a formal emerging adult court, Montoya says the county is managing the emerging adult population through court services, but at sentencing only.
So when they are sentenced through the court system and they come through our department for intakes, anybody in that 18 to 25-year-old age range that also scores moderate or high risk on our risk assessment through our department, they are then filtered into the emerging adult unit.
She says a true emerging adult court would intervene before conviction and perhaps offer more hope. McLean County court leaders say they plan to visit Chicago to see how their emerging adult court operates. There could be grant funding to start one in McLean County, though there's always the hedge that grants come with strings attached that could shape the services offered. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
McLean County courts hope to have more data on how to help emerging adult offenders later in the fall.